Anthony works in the grocery store, saving his pennies for someday.
This Billy.
Mama Leone left a note on the door. She said, Sonny, move out to the country. But work it to work, can't give you a heart attack.
Oh, shit.
You should have known by now.
Holy fuck, dude. That made my head dizzy as shit. No, no kidding, dude. Like, I started seeing fucking white dots.
It's a great song, though.
Oh, shit. That's so fun to do.
Can we do one more?
What?
What do you want to do?
He traded in his Chevy for a Cadillac.
Oh, shit, it does hurt. Woo! If you just, I stood up for that, and it still sucks.
Dude, I'm not kidding you. I thought I was going to pass right the fuck out. I was like, you carry on without me. You got this, Sprout.
What is up, you...
peoples?
Wonderful motherfuckers. How are you doing? I'm
Sprout. Oh, yeah. I'm Jeremy.
And we have a new guy who's going to be helping us out for the podcast now. Say hello to our new intern,
TJ. He heard his voice on that one.
Hello.
Come to the mic.
Come to the...
Hi.
I'm
Wayne.
Fun fact. His name isn't not his name. This is not his legal name anymore. But he was born Thomas Wayne. He is Batman's dad.
Yep.
And you shall respect him.
Yep. He took a bullet. You know.
In Flashpoint, he was Batman. And he murked motherfuckers.
I fucked people up.
Yep. I seen it. Oh man.
What's everybody know too for like the last week?
Well, you know, working as much as I can possibly work to make as much money as I possibly can make before I go in the woods.
I was supposed to close all week this week, but the first day yesterday, I ended up having to open, but not like open. Like I showed up at like 7 o'clock to count liquor, and somehow we're $8,000 over. Which is weird to me because people are stealing from my store. How does that work?
I really don't.
Because I just made a list of things that people are stealing from us, and it looked like we were hemorrhaging almost that much money, like $7,500 worth of money. Not trying to say where I work right now, unless you know us from like season one, from like way back in the day. But yeah, it's
money woes. Yeah, I don't know, things happen. People's not doing the books right.
I think we have shit, and I love my job. I've loved it ever since I've been there.
Can I get one of those for me?
But we have shit software.
Oh, yep. Software.
The software will do it. And here's how I know this is because I put in a purchase order from the invoice that was in my hand, and I made sure all the numbers matched up on the software so we could pay like them the money we owe them.
Right.
And when I hit save, all of my item costs went from like something in the hundreds of dollars to like the decimal value of dollars. Like 177 shit like that, like 0.177 2345 shit. And I was like, that's not right. And I couldn't fix it because I'm not the actual manager, I'm just the assistant manager. So I had to wait like 2 days to fix the problem.
Wow. I
mean, it was a hassle. I wanted to punch my computer. I still want to punch that computer. Come to my house, computer, I'll fuck you up.
Yeah. I don't know if that computer has the integrity to back those words.
So it might just be the software. Because my friend who lives out in Wilmer,
Wilmer, holy fuck.
He works at this Perkins, and he's now the manager. Well, one of them. But yep. He was telling me one time when he was doing inventory how the system they're using kept fucking everything up, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to start switching over to different ones to see which one would actually be better for them.
That is so crazy. You know what? That's why I do manual labor shit. Like, I build things. Because if anything's fucking up, it's me. Usually. Sometimes a tool will do some weird shit.
Well, that's mostly my job now, especially since, like, I'm management and not yeah. just, like, a part-timer. Like, if something's fucked up and I'm on the clock, it's probably my fault. And I own up to that shit all the time.
You better. You're a fucking
That's how I've secured my job for the last 7 years almost.
Captain of the ship.
In 5 months, I'll have been there for 7 years. Isn't that crazy?
No.
What day is it today? The... 28. No. Yeah, in 5 months today. In 5 months today, I'll have been there 7 years.
Damn. That's a long time.
It's a long-ass time. They ain't getting rid of me until they fire me. And they ain't never have a reason to fire me.
What about...
My para finna be fat.
What about all of that...
Oh, wait. For those who don't know, para is a thing that we get here in Minnesota. Probably in other states, I don't know. But it's a public employee retirement association. And I've been stacking up that money since I was, like, in my 20s when I worked for the school district. So, it's going to be fat as shit. Not as fat as my mom's was because she taught longer than I've been at my other municipal job. But I at least got a 2-year head start on before I got to the liquor store.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really glad. I'm like happy for you that you got this whole thing. And
I have a whole other retirement thing through me being full-time now.
Mm-hmm.
Getting me that RV and sleeping in every Walmart parking lot. It's going to happen.
Yep. Oh, good old.
And y'all are coming with me.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. We finna podcast nope. in Arizona for one night. I'm gonna sleep in that Walmart parking lot with my fucking with my personal hotspot on my phone.
You can. You can definitely. I will roll on in my own camper, and then we can just like park next to each other and
but
talk through
the
windows.
But what if we all just stand up?
I'm not
one of y'all
funny
open for
enough
me.
For that.
We get in that tour bus. We gonna roll. And I'm going to own that tour bus.
I'm not that funny. Two, being on stage.
Bullshit, not that funny. Have you not listened to our podcast, nigga?
No, I think that's just creepy. I hate my voice. That's three. Two, I would fucking freeze on stage unless I'm punching something.
Maybe you should do like some Penn and Teller type shit, but minus the magic, but with punching.
Okay. Yeah. I'll be Gallagher
like,
without words.
Republicans, am I right? Pew, pew, pew.
Yep. Punch watermelons.
Right into the audience. They got to wear tarps.
Like, I'll wear suspenders.
You can be like an MMA Gallagher.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'll be like Gallagher without words. I'll just punch fruit on stage in suspenders.
Oh, so you're going to be like another Yoko Ono?
Yeah. Except for like I won't break up. I won't break up one of the greatest bands in history. Her artwork's interesting. Have
she
you seen it?
She broke up the Beatles.
That's what I just got.
But I
saying.
Am still a big fan of her. And only just because one of her pieces was just her in public moaning like God was fucking the shit out of her. And that shit is hilarious. It's also very, like, introspective. Like, you want to... Because it makes you want to ask questions. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what makes me want to ask questions?
What's that?
That artwork with the banana taped to the wall, that one makes me ask a lot of questions. Like, A, how tasty is that banana? Somebody found out. They ripped it off the wall and ate it. But, like, how long did they expect that art installment to last? And what was the point of it?
Here's what I have a question about is, and I don't know if this is true or not, but somebody's supposed to be writing a book about Banksy. And, sorry, I thought I had a pop blocker down here. But how do you write a book about somebody who nobody knows anything about?
Somebody knows something. Dude wants clout. He's selling pieces, I think.
He had the clout. A billionaire bought his shit, and then he shredded a painting. Did we forget about that?
Yeah, I did. I didn't even know that shit happened. I really didn't. I didn't know that.
Really?
No. Did you see that somebody just recently, a group of students threw like tomato paste or tomato sauce or some shit on the Mona Lisa or something?
No. Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, but they have like a film protecting over most of those paintings anyways. It is pretty weird.
They made sure that the painting had it on first before they threw it.
Yeah.
I read that article.
Oh, yeah, so they didn't want to get charged like $1 million. That'd be ridiculous. Could you imagine the amount of damage and how many art buffs would want to murder you just for ruining the Mona Lisa?
I kind of want to go fight somebody over that shit.
The Mona Lisa. It's not even an Italian accent. The Mona Lisa.
The Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa. Yeah, it was Italian, wasn't it? It's the Mona Lisa.
Oh, God.
Why is it in the Louvre in France?
How could you could do that accent, but Chris Pratt can't?
They gave Mario Chris Pratt's ass too. You see that?
Yeah,
shit?
It was all slim. Poor, he had a booty. Mario can jump. Like, you need ass muscles to jump.
Yeah, somebody said like with the ass that Mario has, he couldn't even jump 3 feet.
No, he couldn't even jump out of a swimming pool. Yep. I don't know. I heard that they're making him redo the audio for the Mario movie.
No, I want to see what it's like with Chris Pratt because we have already seen it with fucking...
Have you seen his audio yet?
No, I have not.
Oh,
but
my God.
Dude, we saw the movie with... what's his name?
Where the fuck have you been?
God damn it. Why am I slipping on his name now? The Pest.
John Leguizamo?
Yeah, we saw that Mario movie.
Yeah, and the guy from Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That guy's a really good actor. I remember him in...
The guy from Roger Rabbit is dope as fuck.
What was that movie with Jet Li in the collar? Where he had him locked with the collar locked around his neck.
Fuck. Not Dude. The one.
TJ, look that up. But yeah, that movie was fucking dope. And I think that was one of the best roles that Jet Li was in. Yeah, I mean, he didn't speak too much. And when he did, he was super timid. And his English wasn't that good anyways.
Unleashed.
Oh!
I do know that movie. Yeah, yes. I still haven't yet to watch it. But I wanted to watch it really bad. No, I have not yet to watch it. But, and I don't know why
will you write
I haven't
that
watched
down?
It yet.
Write that down, because there's going to be movies that he hasn't seen.
Put it in the second page. Actually, no. Write it down in... Text it to me.
Text it to Sprout.
Text it to me.
Yeah.
I really wanted to watch that movie, because it was like his first like American like major movie role outside of like The One and shit.
No, Lethal Weapon.
Oh, and Lethal Weapon 3.
Was his first...
Four. Lethal Weapon 4.
Lethal Weapon 4 was his first like American role.
But this one was like a big production where he didn't really do much karate and shit. And I didn't...
He did a lot.
Not until the end.
No, he did a lot.
Oh, no, that's right. No, I have watched it.
Yep.
I have watched it.
Yep.
I didn't. I was late to the game watching.
He was vicious. He took that collar off, and he's like a rabbit-ass animal.
Yeah. No, it was like X-23.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it now. But, I remember being late to the game watching it because same thing with The Foreigner.
Yep.
Like,
that's a good one
too. I don't know. It's a major Hollywood production.
You know, lately... The kung fu movies, like the that type of movie, you know, it's kind of fallen off. Like back in the 90s, like Jean-Claude Van Damme, Seagal, all those guys were killing it with those types of movies, you know.
Dude, The Foreigner was dope as shit.
Well, that's what I'm saying is like it fell off for a while. And there's been a few resurgence here and there with like Ong Bak and fucking that shit, you know, some Jet Li movie. But can you think of one in the last few years? That's really got you.
Besides superhero movies?
Besides fucking Ip Man.
Oh, Ip Man was dope.
There's like a million Ip Man movies now.
And most of them don't even involve Donnie Yen no more.
I know. Anything?
It's not from here, but Big Brother was pretty good. It's a Donnie Yen movie.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Where's the cap on that?
Yeah.
Like five.
Five.
10 at max.
Yeah, the 10 rings, I guess you can count that.
Okay.
Yeah, Shang-Chi was dope as fuck.
Yeah, I guess you can count that. But I mean, that's more, it's got the superhero thing, but I'm not, but still.
Okay.
That's like two genres in one.
He spent most of that movie just being a regular ass dude, though.
That I shit was funny. That shit was funny.
When did The Man with the Iron Fist come out?
Oh shit, that came out a long time ago. Yeah. That would be something you'd have to look up. Man with the Iron Fist has been
with the RZA.
The RZA. Like they have two of them.
12 years ago, I think.
Yeah, there's two of them.
Yeah, that was, they're equally as old, I believe.
They're pretty old. I don't know. I do know. That genre of.
I've just been watching fantasy.
What about? Let me think. It might be in the time gap, but Live Free or Die Hard.
Holy old as shit.
It is kind of old, isn't it?
That is, Jesus. Yeah, well, there's not from. It's been a while since there's been any like karate heavy.
Whatever
American
happened to that Die Hard prequel that was supposed to come out?
Oh, it did.
Did what? It?
Oh wait, no.
Did I was gonna say I've never.
I've never seen Young John McClane. No, it was supposed to be a prequel movie with a young John McClane, but still Bruce Willis was gonna be in it in some fashion, and it has not come to our eyes.
Oh. Good old John McClane. Now that's a real man.
No. TJ has a bit for us.
A bit?
Yeah.
A bit? A bit of what?
A bit of bit.
Oh.
What game are we playing, TJ?
A game?
We are playing.
Here, come to the mic.
Is that pot or hot?
Pot potato? Because you can pass that motherfucker right on my me, huh?
I said TJ equals put impersonations here.
Oh. Impersonation game.
We're playing an impersonation game.
Oh my god. I hope I know these people.
I hope so too, because it's up to TJ.
Oh shit.
Alright, TJ. Wait. Here, TJ, take my mic for now.
Alright.
Get named the first impersonation.
Alright. First one is Christopher Walken.
Oh my god.
Oh god, you know I'm a terrible Christopher Walken sherm.
Do it. Yeah.
Do it. That's what makes it bad. I suck at Christopher Walken.
Alright, hold up.
Annie Walken.
Actually,
Annie
you're Walken. Better Walken than me.
I suck at it.
Wait, so how do we determine the winner? Because both of us have to do it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh. Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Hold up.
Or
I'm gonna go with God, I don't know what to do. You go first.
Let me think here. It's all wrong. You're talking to my guy all wrong. You do it again, I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron. Can your mother sew? Get it a sew that. I don't know.
All
right, I'm not really good at that at all. It's just embarrassing.
You see, I got a fever, and the only cure is more cowbell. That's all I got.
I'm sorry.
Who wins?
That goes to Jeremy.
Well played, sir.
Number two.
Oh, shit.
This will make your day. Mr. Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
You see, these high school girls, they get older. I stay the same age.
Oh, my God.
I knew you would say it. That's a fucked up line, though.
It is. It's the worst. That man's like older than me in that movie.
All right, Tucker Nuts. You want yourself a TiVo? You got yourself a TiVo.
Are we going to have McConaughey off? All right. Okay, you win. Well, how many are left? I need points. Oh, I might be able to come back.
Let's do this.
Hit me.
Alright. Johnny Depp.
Hoo ha! Hoo ha! Hoo ha! Hey, pretty mama. Hoo ha! Hoo! Oh,
why are You said Johnny Bravo. You know who Johnny Bravo. Johnny Depp.
Oh, I thought you said Johnny Bravo. I slapped myself for no reason. I was trying to get into character and shit. Wait, hold up, hold up. I have to think of something. Don't stop here. This is backcountry.
Oh, shit. Let me think here. I have no one.
Back! Get back! Stay away, lizard man! They know nobody came and got your shit for you, TJ.
I know.
What? Oh, are your food?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, we're still doing Johnny Depp. Yep. I can't think of anything Johnny Depp.
Jack Sparrow.
Oh, I can't.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. This is the best Jack Sparrow I can do is a shiver, 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 shiver.
A shiver, shiver,
shiver. I got a jar of dirt.
Wait. Rum.
Rum.
Where did the rum go?
Where is my rum?
But...
Hold on, wait. It's been so long since I've seen a pirate movie.
I've been so long since I've seen a Johnny Depp movie.
Give me another Johnny Depp.
Hold on, wait. No, wait. I got one. No, never mind. Keep going, Johnny Depp.
Edward Scissorhands.
Snip, 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 snip.
Oh, my God.
Sweeney Todd.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my God.
Never.
Oh, wait, wait, wait.
I am a barber and I'll fuck you up.
The demon.
I can't, like, literally no voice of Johnny Depp is coming to
mind. Okay, TJ, you have to make a decision. Who won the Johnny Depp?
He won the Johnny Depp. You win the Johnny Depp.
How?
Because I can't think of anything.
Basically, with a snip, snip, snip. He didn't say shit.
I didn't. What do we got next?
All right.
I can't think of any lines that he says. He's just so handsome.
For fourth, we have Captain Gantu.
Okay, but before we talk about Captain Gantu, can we talk about how bad it would be to get a hand job from Edward Scissorhands?
A hand job? Well, that depends on how gentle he is. Because knife play is one of my things.
And it just tipped back.
Wait. Captain Gantu from what?
Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, the fucking
shark. The big ass shark.
Shark?
Yeah. Shark.
The first Lilo and Stitch? Shark. Oh, that guy. Yeah. God, I can't remember his voice now. I gotta think.
Think of the State Farm guy. That's him.
You're in good hands when I fight crime.
That's not. I mean,
abomination. Oh, that voice. Let's bust some perps. Place that idiot scientist under arrest. I'm a fucking shark cop, and I'm gonna arrest all of Hawaii if I don't get my perp.
Yep.
What is this monstrosity?
I can't think of any other lines from. Me either. He's like really short with a
wait, wait, I got one.
You're King Shark. Hands.
I am the father.
With Allstate.
Basically the Allstate guy. Almost.
You're
I started with the Allstate guy
Allstate.
And you were like, no.
That's not the guy. That's Allstate guy.
I was gonna say you went down the right road, but
he led me down the wrong path.
I led Sherm, you nowhere.
Sherm called my bluff. Okay, who wins?
Oh, shit. He had a deeper voice.
Oh, yes. My sexy
so
sensual
voice.
Yes.
I can't win this.
But so what? We.
But I can still. No, I only have 1 point.
Oh.
3-1.
Let's
just do.
You only got 5 things.
All right.
We're still doing this.
All right.
I'm going out with honor.
Yes.
Honor's for webs.
Get out. Get my pizza puff.
All right. Last one. Ansem, Seeker of Darkness.
Ooh.
Fuck, which one, man? The old one or the young one?
Terra's body. So, the first villain of...
Terra classic. Was the older dude, right?
Terra was... Terra was one of the old...
You're talking about from Birth by Sleep. Yeah. That was a dude, not the younger kid and not the chick, the older dude.
Yeah.
The dude that was at the chick's age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, I can't remember his voice, but I'm going to do this.
Seeker of Darkness.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to try my best because I can't remember his voice because it's been so long since I had a PSP.
It's on the PS4.
He's like Link, but like with a deeper voice. He goes, "Hua! Hua! Yeah!"
Bring it down lower. He doesn't speak fast. It's just slow and steady.
I haven't played the game in like 12 years, TJ.
Okay, fine.
Wait, Sherm stepped out to do some phone shit anyway. So while we're waiting, we're gonna take an ad break.
No, wait, he's coming back.
You need to give us a very quick other one because he doesn't know Birth by Sleep.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
And I haven't played it in like 15 years.
Is that the voice?
No.
No.
Go with Kratos.
Fetch me my axe, boy.
Eat my shit.
I'll fuck your mother's face.
Kratos. Oh no, my phone died. And that's time for a break.
Oh. Yeah. I lost the game.
Yeah.
But who won this one? I quoted the man.
There you go.
But you still lost.
I still lost. But at least I came out with 2 points. Beep, 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 beep. I need to get that on my soundboard.
All right. Are we taking a break? Are we making this money?
Yeah, we're taking a break. We're going to put some money in the piggy bank.
Ba-ching. Right.
We'll be back.
Yep.
And we're back.
Yes.
We have some
news. TJ has news. TJ has some news for us.
So first off,
yes.
And the penis of
penis of what now?
The penis of the United States.
Which would be Florida?
Florida.
Florida? Am I right? Yes.
Oh wait. Are we doing a Florida man?
Yes.
Woo!
Fuck yeah! It's time to go eat some face.
What you got, my dude?
All right. Down in Florida, father and son shoot at innocent woman they thought tried to break into home.
That's pretty common in Florida. That standard ground.
Yeah,
you can shoot at anybody. You know, I'm not surprised, but for Florida, that's kind of tame.
Father is 73 fucking years old.
Holy shit. He does not need to have a gun.
His son is 15 years old.
Whoa!
And both of them was
hold the fucking phone. Daddy was banging at an old
Game of Thrones shit.
17-year-old son.
15 bastard sons. Neither will inherit my throne.
Holy shit! I still have yet to watch that show.
I just made that up.
But I still have yet to watch. That could be a line from it. I wouldn't have no idea. I have been watching the Ring of Power, though, recently.
I have not.
I
saw it.
They're taking liberties.
I want to, but when the world got mad at Black Hobbits, I just kind of just was like,
That's more of a reason to support it. Yes.
I do, but I don't want to get in that argument either.
Hey, you know what? Have you seen the new Interview with a Vampire TV show?
I have not.
They got Louis Dupont as a black dude, and I'm wondering how many people are going to be upset by that.
Who is this Louis Dupont?
Louis Black. Yeah, Louis Black. You remember Interview with the Vampire?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Brad Pitt's character is now black.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to be mad.
Yeah, they are. They got mad at Little Mermaid, for fuck's sake.
Now, I was mad that we didn't get the same Lestat in Interview with the Vampire.
Now, hear me out, and this is my one thing.
Not Interview with the Vampire, Queen of the Damned, sorry.
Yeah, my one thing about the Little Mermaid is...
It's fantasy.
It's, well, here's the thing. If people want to fucking get pissy, use some science. Like, there's no sun down there. She should be clear. Mm-hmm. You know, like, right. See through, like an ugly blobfish.
Blobfish?
You should see all of her veins and shit. So, I mean, the redhead is the closest thing you can get to seeing veins, right?
Right.
That's the most ridiculous argument I can even think of to come up.
She comes up like, wah, wah, wah. Blobfish siren.
Like, yeah. No, but that's literally the only argument I could logically come up with.
But here's the thing.
Mermaids, and it's still stupid.
Up, mermaids come up to the sun.
Yes, and
all
it's
the
still
time.
Stupid. She was on so this bathing on the
sun
rock.
You should have some melanin because you get to see sun for a little bit before you're like, my gills, and you go back down.
A quick question. How are they not blind?
Exactly. Well, you know.
Oh, because they don't live in the bottom of the sea. They just live under the sea. Under the sea, under the sea, under
the
sea. Down here is better.
Yeah,
it's true. Listen to me. Listen to me.
Yep. It is dark. They got bioluminescence.
Yeah.
Yep. It was pretty. They had some glowing things down there.
But does that truly help?
Bioluminescence. It was in the algae.
The algae?
Most of them have some type of milky eye.
You would think so. But, I mean, sharks can see and they can smell blood.
They have that radar.
Yep. I don't know. Honestly,
sharks
I can't come up with
the sea.
Anything. Whales are too. Like pretty much anything in the sea.
And seagulls are just pigeons.
Yep, they're fucking sky rats of
next
the
news.
Sea.
Next
news.
Well, wait, I'm sorry. I fucked up my soundboard. Next news.
It's a pre-error.
Man fatally shot in Uptown on Sunday night.
Policeman.
A police? What?
No, police. This is a statement from the police.
Yes, a statement from the police.
Oh, it says police. Man fatal. Okay.
I know how to read it. Do you?
I was police and man.
He's like, wait, a policeman
no,
got shot.
CJ, you should read this to us.
Yes. So, some dude got shot in Uptown. That's not news. There's been so many murders lately and shootings.
In Uptown, though?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I suppose, because that's where South Minneapolis is.
It's gotten crazy over there. It's weird, because that used to be like the yuppie neighborhood, and it still is. But
it went
now,
to shit once George Floyd got killed.
Well, not only that, like all of the clubs are over there, so everybody goes to that neighborhood and shit.
Dude, I had a random white kid come out of a bar one day and ask me if I sold weed. That was like 10 years ago.
To be fair, you look like a drug dealer right now.
Well, it's mostly because of my melanin.
No, it's mostly because of your brand new clothes.
Well, I am kind of geared up, but that's not the point. I was not at the time.
So you know those apartments behind Deja Vu?
Yep.
So.
Wait, the Vu. What the fuck is what is the Deja Vu? I have that every now and again. I'm a virgin young boy.
It's a strip club I've never been to.
I know.
Since I came back from Hawaii.
Actually,
all I've been told was it is bad in there.
Dude, I've been in there a few times, and I'm not going to lie. Every time I was brought in there, and I did not spend a dime. I was the worst customer to ever be in Dreamgirl.
Didn't you in Orlando get into some shit out there?
Yep. And we got kicked out of the 418 Club back in the day. The same night, actually, that we got kicked out of Deja Vu. Thanks to Orlando grabbing boobs and stuff. I'm like, bro. You know, it's funny. We were sitting there, right? And you're supposed to maintain a drink in order to stay in this club, right? So I didn't know this. And I chugged my drink instantly, right? And the lady came back. She's like, you need a refill? I'm like, sure. She went and grabbed me one and came back. And she looked at me. And I'm like, well, I didn't pay any money for this. So why are you still here? My cousins are like, yo. She's here for a tip still. I'm like, what? For bringing me a free drink? And my cousins are like, well, yeah. And she's just standing there with her hand out. I'm like, I ain't giving you shit. And she looked at me all fucked up. And it was like, ugh. And walked away. I'm like, I didn't even want to be here in the first place. Bitch. And I don't want to hear about how you're going to college or how many kids you got and how you're trying to save.
Or how I'm trying to get out of law school.
Dude, that I heard that story like three fucking times that night. It's too much. I got nothing wrong with sex workers at all, but like that place was fucked up. It really was.
Worse than BJ's?
That's That's why I go to
BJ's. At least you get good stories. Okay. Like, why do like you got a whole? Just, oh, I got shot by my baby's daddy. Like, oh, okay. No, that makes sense. At the 418 Club, this one chick was missing one whole ass cheek. I'm not even kidding you.
Wait. What?
One whole ass cheek. She was. It looked like a shark bit one of her butt cheeks off, and she was up there working that.
Nom.
Yeah. She was working that void. I promise you, she made it look like there was a shape there. As like much as she was bouncing her hips around, I was almost tricked into thinking there was another cheek. But yeah, anyways.
What you got for us, CJ? All
right. So. Anime Wong will become the first Asian American to be on U.S. currency.
Say it one more time in the mic for me.
Anime Wong will become the first Asian American to be on U.S. currency.
Holy shit.
Meanwhile, we have quarters that just came out that are inspired by a black lady but don't got a black lady on them.
Whatever happened to, what's her name being on, like...
Harriet Tubman?
Yeah.
Trump.
Oh, he made sure that didn't happen, huh?
As soon as he got into office.
He's like, we ain't changing that. Now that is kinda...
I wanted that Tubman dub. You know why? Because I wanted to be able to make sure that if I go to buy weed with any kind of $20 bill, she'd look at me like, you don't need that shit.
She's like, this is what the railroad was for, so y'all could be running around here buying dubs with me. That's what I took all them ass whoopings for. Fuck. Well, that's cool. I think Sacagawea was on the gold quarter for a little bit there.
There's still some of them floating around, but then they replaced it with white dudes.
Yep.
Old, dead white dudes.
I used to have one.
Yep. Actually, she just died recently.
I still
keep them in my
deposits.
No, it was a lady. No, wait. Which lady was it? The lady that John Wayne wanted to fucking whoop her ass on the stage at the Grammys or the Emmys. I can't remember what it was.
Look it up, TJ.
Yeah.
Wait, on my phone, because I still want to know about what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load.
Oh, for the load. Hold on.
Well, I'm going to read this article that TJ pulled up.
So it's John Wayne and...
John Wayne smacking up somebody. Anime Wong will become the first Asian American to be on U.S. currency. The U.S. Mint will begin shipping coins featuring actress Anime Wong on Monday, the first U.S. currency to feature an Asian American. Dubbed Hollywood's first Asian American movie star, Wong championed the need for more representation and less stereotypical roles for Asian Americans on screen. Huh. She died in 1961.
Damn. I guess you kind of have to be dead to be on currency.
Dead prez.
Look at JFK.
Look at...
Was it the Oscars?
JFK
I think so, yes.
No more. You talk about them big-ass half
50
dollars?
50 cents, yep. Yeah.
It was Littlefinger.
It was Littlefinger, yeah, that's what it was.
One more article.
I think Marlon Brando called her up to stage for it. You got to press that harder.
You okay, one more again.
There we go.
Umbrella Man.
Umbrella Man.
FBI seeks to identify suspect in 2020 Minneapolis unrest.
With the umbrella? He had.
It might have been another precinct issue.
Sprout had an umbrella when we were down there.
I did not.
Yes, he did.
No, I had a gas mask and some goggles.
No, he had umbrella.
Says here, he was it. Him. Fuck this. Umbrella Man, who was seen breaking windows on Lake Street in Minneapolis during the unrest following the murder of George Floyd in May 2020.
Go on.
In a news release on Tuesday, the FBI said...
Wagwan.
said it's seeking the public's help to identify the man... who on May 27th was breaking windows at AutoZone Auto Parts on Lake Street and vandalize the Minneapolis Police Department 3rd Precinct.
I thought a cop set the AutoZone on fire next to Target.
Well, what was said was it was provocateurs.
Also,
what's that?
Says surveillance video shows St. Paul police officer is not Umbrella Man from Minneapolis riots.
What? We want Umbrella Man, but it's not Umbrella Man.
Yep.
What the fuck?
The man is described as being a white adult man who was carrying a black opened umbrella, earning him the name Umbrella Man on social media during the unrest.
Umbrella Man.
Umbrella Man, Umbrella Man, Umbrella Man, Particle Man, Particle Man, hit him with his hand, Umbrella Man.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Particle Man, Particle Man, Particle Man, fought Umbrella Man.
I can't do you anymore. I'm going to bed. No. Particle Man. That is interesting. They're never going to find him. I'm sure somebody's going to snitch because there's some
snitching. Found that kid that fucking, they found two of those kids that stole from the police station that's caught on fire over there.
Yeah. Well, that's because their dumbasses went in there where there was surveillance footage in their faces.
But they can't find Umbrella Man?
Yeah. Simple. Pretty simple.
You know how many white guys with umbrella with black umbrellas that are
on a day it don't rain? One.
But on a day it
rains. But yeah, but you lying them all. If it's raining, you ain't finding him. He's gonna
Do
go.
We have a Florida man yet?
We already did the Florida man.
I want another one.
Where that old ass man has a young ass child.
TJ, give me a Florida man while me and Sean do our whatever we do.
What are we doing?
I'm gonna touch some titties.
I don't want to do that.
I'm come across the table. I'm gonna touch some titties.
You know, Q just got paid. I'm about to get paid. You touch my titties.
Oh yeah, Q did win a class action lawsuit.
Yep.
Because Activision don't know how to keep their dick in their pants.
Dirty bastards.
And I just found out they're starting another one.
Yep.
Against Activision because they can't keep their dick in their pants.
It's my dick in my pants. My dick in my pants now.
My man hit me up and said, "You want to help me come and cash this check?" And I was like, "Yeah, how much is it for?" I'm not going to say the number, but it's well over the number where, like, banks get concerned.
Right. They're like, huh. We could settle out of court right now for $15.
Well, because if it's over $10,000,
right,
they have to automatically investigate where that money came from.
Right. And they're going to want to tax it.
Mm-hmm.
They want their money. They want their cut, them gangsters.
Talk about it for the stadium.
Vikings are doing pretty good this season. 5-1.
5-1, baby.
Yeah, it's not
Green
bad.
Green Bay 3-3. No, 3-3. Yeah,
3-3. Yep. You know what's cool? There's been, it's almost Halloween. And I've been watching nothing but horror movies lately.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yep, there's tons of fucking horror movies.
I've been watching a shit ton of football because the Vikings fucked the Dolphins up.
Football.
Me and TJ watched that whole game this week.
Yeah. Did you?
I saw the stupidest dance.
Yeah, you showed me. I was very proud that the Vikings.
Oh, and then every time the Vikings did good, they were like, "Let's take a group photo."
excessive celebration is too much. Yep. So I got a question for you since it's Halloween.
I have an answer.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Who is this?
Just answer the fucking
Where are you calling
question.
Me from?
Answer the question or I'm going to gut you.
Are you in my house?
I'm going to gut you like
I'm
a fucking fish.
Popcorn right now. Ooh, I like fish.
Sushimi?
Sushimi?
Favorite horror movie?
Fuck, there's so many good ones.
Or I'm going to chop you up.
Man, chop me up because I can't pick a favorite.
You know, all good. You called my bluff. I'm tired. Recently, I would say
actually Insidious.
Insidious.
Insidious is really good.
Yeah, no, I like Insidious.
The first one.
The whole that whole world that they created. There's so many like Annabelle and like all these other movies that have those that couple in it. There's like a ton of horror movies with them in it. It's weird. It's weird that they. Some people actually believe these people that really did that
can't
shit.
Can't catch a break.
It's like that. Like, holy shit! You're the most haunted couple in the world. Have you ever have you watched any of the VHS movies?
The first one.
Yep. Oh, and TJ has finally got us something.
What you got first, TJ?
All right. Florida man crashes SUV through business while trying to hit woman, police say.
Wow. What did she do?
Tampa police said a man was arrested on Wednesday morning after he crashed an SUV into a business while trying to intentionally hit a woman he knew.
Is that Suge Knight?
Nah, I have no clue how to fucking say his name, though. Pavel Tarantev?
Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino's big head ass. He's trying to run people over? No. That is crazy. I wonder what she did. Does her say his motivation? His motive.
That bitch owed me $50.
Let's just go with Pavel. Said that she and Pavel had been fighting all day before the incident, starting in St. Petersburg before they drove to Tampa.
Huh.
The woman told officers Pavel hit her in the face with a closed fist just before he got out the vehicle to unlock the business for the day, according to a press release. The victim said Pavel then intentionally positioned his vehicle to strike her, but she ran out of the way, which caused him to drive through the front window.
Juke you, nigga.
I just want to know the context of their argument. Like, what the fuck was said?
They don't specifically
did he say, like, yo, mama? And he's like, oh, you motherfucking bitch. That is crazy.
Well, I should probably hit the old dusty trail.
Yeah.
It's getting a little late.
Yeah, you're looking sleepy over there.
A little sleepy.
And wobbly.
And a little wobbly. I might have overestimated how much I could drink today.
Yep, the UFOs are a real threat. I guarantee.
Wait, what was that headline?
Yep.
UFOs are real. We know they come from China.
And then that ain't that they're identified flying objects then? Chinese flying objects.
They're only unidentified until they identify them.
Yeah, and then they're Chinese flying objects apparently. Yeah. Well, I guess we're going to call it.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
Follow us on Twitter at @nuclear_play.
Yep.
Or you can follow us on at @IamSprout or at @sailor.jeremy.
Yep. Or on anchor.com.
.fm.
.fm.
Which sponsors us.
Yep.
Bap, 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 bap. Thanks for listening. We're done. Bap, bap. That's the